Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. So the serpent, this is why Jesus said, Yahushua said, be wise as the serpent. So that, see, the serpent in Africa represented wisdom. The serpent in Africa, because of the seraphim, the poison, the fire poison, but you take enough of the poison at certain levels of intake, that poison then becomes the antidote to the poison. And then you are able to heal yourself because you understand the science of poison and antidote. You understand the science of poison and using poison for the antidote to the poison. And so all of this is wisdom. All of this is for the healing. In Africa, the per ankh, the house of life, the word ankh, that circle above a cross, that symbolized life. And on the house of life in Africa, with these ankhs as the symbol of life, the womb and the womb of the sacred divine feminine, and the other portion having to do with the phallus, which is holy and righteous and sacred, having to do with the sacred and divine masculine, coming together to give life. And the word cross in the European Greek is spirios, I believe it is. And it has to do with standing up against the system to do what? To give birth to life, to give, take order out of chaos and turbulence, and take a situation that is terrible, a system that is terrible, stand up against that system, rebel against that system. There's Miriam, and now we promote life. And so in Africa, the per ankh, the house of life, was we learned everything there. All wisdom, knowledge, and understanding was taught in the house of life. It was the hospital. This is why the church is called the hospital. And this is why you have hospitals. And this is why in the medical field, on the ambulances and their symbols, these are African symbols. You have the serpent on a staff with wings. That's the seraphim. That's the wise serpent, fiery, poisonous serpent with wings, teaching us of the science of poison, antidote for the healing from the poison. And so this is why Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness. Oh, all of this has meaning. Wilderness having to do with the people being forsaken by the husband, like a woman and a wife forsaken by her husband. And the governors, the mayors, the congresspeople and senators, the presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens of this world have forsaken the people. Only a few are good and righteous. Most of them have forsaken the people, like the wilderness is ready to produce for the husbandmen. The wilderness is ready to be tilled. The earth is arid, needing someone to water the earth, needing someone to till the earth, to make sure that the vines produce fruit and whatnot. And so the wilderness is forsaken and wild and bestial. And the people are forsaken by our leadership, religious and secular. And the people are in need of a Moses, one born out of the waters of Noon, to raise up the serpent on the staff with wings, the serpent with wings, and so that we may be healed with the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Most High. So now in Genesis, when you see the serpent you see the serpent being used as a tool by Satan, that is wisdom misused and abused to destroy the working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. And so the seed of the woman, the seed of the female Adam, the seed of Atum. You see, Adam, A-D-A-M, in the Genesis, is not just the man. Adam is man and woman, male and female, Genesis 5. Adam is masculine and feminine, male and female. But Adam is Atum, Atum. Adam is the human being, male and female, coming from that Atum, Christos, power and reality. So the seed of the female Adam, called Eve, is going to rise up and bruise the heel of the serpent. And in that African Hebrew language, that word bruise, having to do and bruise and heal, these words have to do with the supplanter, Jacob, the same word we're looking at, that is rendered James in the European Greek language, in the African Hebrew, is Yaqub or Akab, having to do with supplanting, circumventing, taking by the heel. Taking by the heel who? Circumventing who? Surrounding who? Supplanting who? Overthrowing who? Overthrowing the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We are the seed. We are the neutron and the proton and the electron. The Y chromosome proton father and the X chromosome mitochondria DNA electron mother have facilitated our birth as the word seed neutron. We have taken on human nature. But our human nature is fallen. So the book of James, the book of Jacob, tells us we must be born again after the original birth. And that original birth is the original dispersing of the material mass and matter called waters of Noon. So that now we have form and we're not void and we are separated, but not separated for sectarian violence and division, but we are separated to do our specific mission that the Most High gave us, which is to promote truth, justice, and righteousness, and overthrow the system, overthrow the wicked ruling class, to Jacob them, to supplant them, to overthrow them, to begin to teach this solar science, astral science, planetary science, lunar science to the babies and the youth so that they begin to think differently. That's the birthing of the rebellion. I love this teaching. And so we want to move to another aspect of the science. I've been reading these scriptures for years, but only because of Africa. Only, and remember now, the women were told to go and talk to the apostles. Apostles having to do with messengers, having to do with they who have been delegated and sent forth with orders. And so the apostles of Christ are the disciples and the apostles who now are teaching this reality of Christ as the mechanism for life. Christos, Atum. Atom, Ra, same reality. This Christos Atum, hydrogen, atom, is the mechanism for life. And we teach and promote life. And we want to become Atum and bring order out of turbulence and chaos. And so I've been reading these scriptures, and it was something that puzzled me for years. Puzzled me for years. This, in this narrative, You have two men leaving Jerusalem, distraught, messed up. They think Yahushua is dead. But Yahushua is alive, teaching us that the people on the third day are to be resurrected. All symbolism of birth, three, a division of nine and six, three, six, nine, having to do with the birth, three, first trimester, six, second trimester, nine, third trimester, and birth. This is all science of life. It's just a recurring theme of birth and regeneration and resurrection and life. So these two men, they think that Yahushua is dead. And Yahushua is health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. These are descriptive of the power and mission of the hydrogen Christos Atum. So when you say Jesus Christ, Yahushua Christus, Yahushua Mashiach, Yahushua is descriptive of the Mashiach Christus hydrogen power to deliver and liberate, because hydrogen gives life and existing and prosperity, health, wealth, and prosperity to all. And so back to my brother from my job, the Most High Father and Mother have given us the answer, and answer night and day through time, through space, through energy, through light, through mitochondria DNA, through X chromosome, which is the electron, through proton and Y chromosome, through the neutron, which is the word that is come to the flesh because of the proton and the electron, which represents the Christos Atum, the mechanism for life. We have the answers. The Most High answers every second of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. And the physical structure is based off of that time. It's based off of the time and the movement of the bodies of the universe. And the bodies of the universe move at different speeds, giving us different times. The heart rate is timed to the movement of various realities in the universe that reverberate on the 60 beats per minute. And so we have the answers in the universe. And so these two men, and also Yahushua, is also vengeance. And when we go against solar science and promote death, we incur the vengeance of that science from Jehovah, the existing one, because we're going against existing and living. And so we suffer the consequences. That's the vengeance. All of that is Yahushua. And describing Yahushua is describing Christos Atum. This hydrogen element that permeates the universe. These two men thought Yahushua was dead. And so they are now going to encounter Yahushua. And they encounter Yahushua, and Yahushua begins to teach them of the scripture and teach them that Yahushua is resurrected. Yahushua is the Christ, meaning Yahushua knows and understands the science of life and is teaching this solar science to these two men from Emaw. Now, this word Emaw is... Oh, now, let me say this, though. They came that same day to a village called Emaw. Now, two men came that same day to a village called Emaw. Now, this word village has to do with people who are common, ordinary laborers, not the technicians, the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians. These technicians who have sided with the wicked ruling class, not them. Not those technicians, scribes, Pharisees, high priests, Herodians, Sadducees, who have sided with Caesar and the Roman Senate and the wicked ruling class. Not any of them. This word village, which is feminine, and a village, you go into the village, hopefully you get some rest, You get some time to yourself. You get some energy out of it. What you go into is feminine. This village is a womb that you go into to reconnect, regenerate your time, your energy, your usage of energy, and so on. But this village is talking about laborers, day laborers, who work in the field and return to the village. These day laborers who are selling their labor for hire, they go back to the village to lie down and sleep and regenerate and get more energy so that they can go back out and sell their labor for hire again and hopefully work enough, gain enough to live and do it all over again. This is rooted in another word that, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G2749, Chi-Mai. Chi-Mai,
to lie, meaning lie down, infant, buried. So you have lie down, you have an infant in a womb, you have one buried, you have things that quietly cover some spot, you have a covering, you have defined as a city sitting on a hill, a city teeming with life, sitting on a hill. Sitting on Ptah operating on sacred divine masculine and feminine power to think so that we may live. We are a village of people. We are men and women selling our labor for hire, so hopefully we have enough food so that we may live again another day. Vessels of a throne, of the site of a city, grain and other things laid up together of a foundation, things set or in any place, in reference to which we often use to stand, to be destined and appointed, of laws to be made and laid down. So this is having to do with lying down. You lay down blueprints to build a city. You lay down laws. You are destined and appointed. And then on the evil side, This can be used for evil, lies in the power of the evil one. To lie down in the power of the evil one. To be held in subjection by the devil. So he can use this power for evil. We use this power for righteousness. But these two men are returning to a village called Emah. Returning to the place where the people are. Returning to the common people, returning to they who have been forsaken by the husband, the rulers, the technicians, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians. These are the technicians, the husbands of the people who have forsaken the people, and now the people are like a widow, forsaken, left alone to fend for herself, ourselves. Now we're susceptible to wickedness and destruction. Now our cities and our communities are wild. Did not the most honorable Elijah Muhammad refer to America as a wilderness? The wilderness of North America. We are wild like beasts and worse than beasts, because the beasts, the creatures, are waiting on us to tune in to the Christos, the Christ within. The atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons, so that they, the creatures, may behave correctly. And nature is moaning and groaning, according to Romans, waiting for us to get up and stand up like we should, as the Word made flesh through the work of Christos. Oh, we understand the science now. So these two men returned that same day to a village called Emah, a village of the common people called Emah. This word Emah, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 1695, Emmaus.
Emmaus in the Greek. This is defined as warm baths. Warm baths. We are to be thinking of water. We are to be thinking of the waters of noon. We are to be thinking of heat and chaos and turbulence, because warm water and bubbles and heat and steam. We're thinking of the elements. We're thinking of the waters of noon. We're thinking of Ptah rising up in the water, causing the waves. Those waves teaching us of the word of Jehovah that causes light waves and sound waves that cause the bang that then cause the manifestation of all the material reality of the universe. Warm baths. And we go to the African Hebrew root, and let's hear the pronunciation there.
Strong's H3222. Yamim.
Yamim. Yamim, a masculine noun. They say meaning uncertain, but then they say meaning perhaps mules or hot springs. Now I say, wow, what does that mean? A time ago. But I know what it means now. Or I should say, I know best than I've ever known what it means, because I know some of the teaching of Africa. The mule is a piece of earth representing Ptah. And the mule does what? Works the earth, moving the earth. In this case, we say the earth mound is Ptah. Ptah. Okay, and Ptah rises up out of the water and causes the turbulence and chaos in the water. And these waters are hot. These waters are moving. These waters are in motion. These waters are waves now. And we're back to Jehovah, Yahuwah, the existing one, sending the word to cause the waves, using the earth mound metaphorically to come up out of the waters of noon, causing the waves, causing motion, causing chaos and turbulence. And then we move from there. And Jesus is talking, representing Atum. And Atum is consciousness and awareness. And Ptah is thinking, the power of the mind, working on sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine polarity and power and reality, giving, thinking first of the chaos and the turbulence, coming up with the solution, then giving birth to Atum. Atum, the hydrogen atom, Christos, Ra, Aton, sun disk, is now conscious and aware. And Atum is going to call the invisible forces together to bring order out of chaos. And the etymological root of Yamim is this word in the African Hebrew.
Strong's H3117. Yom. Yom.
Masculine noun having to do with day, having to do with 24-hour period, having to do with division of time, having to do with a work day and a day's journey and lifetime and periods of time. Temporal references like today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So we're dealing with time. Well, is not her infinity masculine and her het finite feminine? Is this not time infinity and time finite, but then also boundless and boundary? So we have time and we have space. We have Yahushua representing that Atum Christos calling forth noon and nonet, calling forth her and her het, calling forth cook and carquette, calling forth Amun and Amonet. And so we see this science now. We see that Imar, the mule, and the hot springs represents Ptah, the earth mound, and the waters of noon, and the watery waves of noon, and the word of the Most High Jehovah causing the waves, metaphorically using the earth mound Ptah, the waves, the waters of noon, and these waves representing the power of the seed, the word, the neutron of Jehovah to create light and sound, light waves and sound waves. And from these waves come the energy, E equals MC squared. I love to understand this science. Energy, spirit, energy, waves. And from this energy, spirit, waves, now light and sound invisible, the Dogon. They said light and sound invisible first and unheard or inaudible first and then visible and audible. And from that reality and power come the material universe that we now live in. I love it. And they came from Jerusalem to go there. 70 furlongs. And Jerusalem having to do with peace and the teacher of peace. So they're coming from peace and they're coming from the teacher of peace. 70 furlongs. 20s, and 3 is birth, and 20. You have a 2 in front of a 0. And we're now going to give birth to 21 through 29, which is just the 1 through 9 on the third level. 3 scores, 3 levels of 1 through 9. 3 levels of 1 through 10, you may say, or 1 through 9. Second level, 20, second level, 21, let me say, second level, 11 through 19. Then you get 2 in front of the 0. But now we want to work on the third level, 3 score. We got to work on the third level. 21 through 29 brings us to the third level, 3 in front of the 0. And that 0 is ground 0, the birth reality, all coming back to birth. All coming back to life, all coming back to existence. 0 is not nothing. 0 is the something unseen. See that black, dark matter, the melanin of the universe, the waters of noon, this hydrogen atom power is unseen to the naked eye. You could almost say nothing, but this nothing is the something really that all the something comes from. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.